This is Jay Sekulow. The Washington Post alleges that the president revealed classified information. Another case of fake news.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I stand by my statement that I made yesterday. And what I'm saying is really the premise of that article is false, that in any way the president had a conversation that was inappropriate or that resulted in any kind of lapse in national security.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
People are taking the law in their own hands. You may not like this president, you may not like what he's doing, but it's a crime to take classified information. And this whole idea that I'm justified because I think there's a greater good destroys the rule of law. So those who feel a need to share classified information to get back at Trump, we need to find who those people are and punish them.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Well, breaking news all over the place. I'm going to start with the obvious here. You know what the crime is? The crime is not that the president told the Russians, hey, we've got intel on groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda trying to use civilian aircraft, particularly trying to get computers on board to take an aircraft down, which, by the way, is not new news. The real crime here, once again, is the leak of information that went to the Washington Post. It was the Washington Post headline and the story. And the source of that story, that is the crime. The president was within his constitutional rights as commander-in-chief to discuss these issues with the Russians. That's been clear since at least 1988, really before then. But the Supreme Court stated that very clearly. And by the way, in an opinion by Justice Harry Blackmun, not exactly a conservative member of the Supreme Court. So what do you have? You have right now the media doing it again with these fake headlines, these fake stories. And it's requiring, I think, an honest assessment of who is leaking this information out.
Well, one thing is clear. The president actually can't leak classified info to anyone because the president can declassify whatever he wants.
On his own without any notice.
He does not need paperwork, so he can share whatever he wants. So automatically, that Washington Post headline, when I first saw it, I said, this doesn't make sense at all. That's another misleading headline that most people will read and go, oh, my. This is horrible. The president is doing this. I mean, I understand why, too. It sounds bad.
Sounds scary.
But then when you have H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor to the president, come out last night and just completely deny that this even occurred. And now he said, as we have called for a number of times in the show, what is most dangerous to our national security is not some discussion had between an ambassador and a foreign minister and the president of the United States when it comes to Russia. I mean, come on. That's not what – those kind of things that happen in the Oval Office are not destructive to our national security. What is destructive to our national security is the leaking of that information immediately. Do you realize
within minutes, that
happened?
Within minutes
the deep
of this happened.
Leaks it right out.
Well, as soon as they got word of what was said, they leaked it. And then they manufactured a crisis that didn't exist. And then, of course, Logan, you end up with the Washington Post headline that is beyond the pale, it's outrageous.
That's right. Absolutely. You see these headlines continue to go, but this is one that if you even read the articles, that's the problem is a lot of times it's not even the articles being written. It's the headlines that are being written that mislead people to believe something that's completely different than what the article explains. The article even explained some of the details that happened, stuff that had been reported by the people putting the headlines out 6 months ago.
Right. So this was no new information. Trump revealed highly classified information. False. Two Russian foreign minister. False. An ambassador. False. How about that? Because you know what, Washington Post? You've been reporting about this for 6 months. By the way, if you go on an airplane, guess what you're coming out of particular countries, guess what you don't take on board? The laptop. Is this like breaking news? Is this a news alert? But this is what's coming out. But again, the leaks, not within days, not within a week, within microseconds. I mean, this is the fundamental problem, that within seconds, this information is leaked. It is unacceptable. And if that is what's putting our national security at risk, shame on you, Washington Post. They're the ones that are responsible for this.
There are many Republicans, too. I think this is the goal of these leftist journalists who are trying to put out this information. How much can they do to scare Republicans? And they are starting to. So you're starting to see Republican members of Congress question the president. And that's exactly what the kind of narrative that the left has wanted out there. Of course, this is, and then they'll call for their impeachments and all of that. I mean, it's absurd.
All right, back with more in just a moment.
An American pastor is wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. In just hours, President Erdogan of Turkey will meet at the White House with President Trump. This is a monumentally vital time for American pastor Andrew Brunson. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. We're submitting a critical legal document to the United Nations. The American people must unite with one voice. Bring our pastor home. Send a powerful message to Washington. Free Pastor Andrew Brunson now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
I just want everybody to take a listen. This is the National Security Advisor to President Trump, General H.R. McMaster. This is from the briefing that just occurred moments ago at the White House. Take a listen, Byte 21.
I stamp out my statement that I made yesterday. And what I'm saying is really the premise of that article is false, that in any way the president had a conversation that was inappropriate or that resulted in any kind of lapse in national security. And so I think the real issue, and I think what I'd like to see really debated more, is that our national security has been put at risk by those violating confidentiality and those releasing information to the press that could be used connected with other information available to make American citizens and others more vulnerable.
I think this is exactly correct. And this is where I think the media and the left and others, by the way, some on the right, conservatives, with no disrespect, but let me just call it like it is here. Why is no one focusing in on the fact that this information is being leaked and that is a crime under the U.S. code? Why is this so hard to understand that the leaking of the information is the crime? What makes that so difficult to comprehend? You know, the president, if he wanted to give out national security information, Georgia said it. Of course, he said he did not, and I believe what McMaster said. He could do it. And it's not a violation of anything. Remember this from President Obama? Remember this one? I mean, remember what he said to the president of Russia? Take a listen to this.
This is my last election, basically.
Yeah.
After my election, I have more flexibility. Yeah.
How do you like that? After my election to Medvedev, right? He said, after my election, I have more flexibility. Well, guess what? The president was in there with the Secretary of State, National Security Advisor. This is a put-up scandal. It is not a scandal. It's a fraud on the American people. And the Washington Post and the New York Times love it. There's only one thing they're missing. Facts. That's what they're missing.
I feel like what happened is the individual who oversees the White House relationship with the CIA and these other security apparatuses, who was in the meeting also, and was referenced by H.R. McMaster. It's not a name I know off the top of my head. He makes a phone call probably after every one of these meetings to brief people who do the line by lines to say, okay, what was discussed in this? Someone then inside those intelligence agencies took one of those line by line reports, which is classified because it was at the Oval Office, but again, was not to make news, and said, I can make news of this.
Yeah.
Because even though this is already out in the press about the laptops and the airplanes and the countries even, and the specific airlines, I mean, it's all public, that I can make a story about the president leaking classified information to Russia, even though under law, the president can't leak anything that's because classified he's the president. Because he determines what is and what is not classified. So like the information shared or not, the headline itself is misleading.
Yeah, absolutely. Logan?
All right. So one comment came in, just came in, and said, why can't they find the leakers after all this time? This
because they're not looking. I mean, I think this is where the Department of Justice has got to get on this and the Inspector General's office. I'm going to read to you what the NBC News chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel said. This is a series of three tweets. U.S. intel officials tell me Trump told Russians about laptop airline threat, told it wasn't anything they didn't already know. A few minutes later, U.S. intel official says Trump was trying to show Russians how cooperative he wants to be with them in the fight against ISIS. Next one. U.S. intel official said Trump talked about ISIS interest in laptops, which is why laptops of such concern these days on aircraft. So not new information. NBC News got it right because they were at least being honest on this. So the fact is, the question is a good one, Logan, and the answer to that is you've got to want to get them. And I know the president does, believe me. That I know. I know that the attorney general does too, but they got to get you. Got, I didn't panel a grand jury and enough. If you don't put an end to this now, this is going to, it has already spiraled out of control. It has to stop.
Every day there's some sort of new story that comes up, and everyone says, look at this new story. Can you believe every day the craziness? Well, they're creating the craziness. If you want to create havoc, you can.
Yeah.
If you have a platform, you can get the word out there. You can create anything you want to. When you have, you know, we don't want to censor the press, but when you're able to just go out and lie, that becomes the problem.
I do think that the only fair criticism of the White House is that there's a competency issue in their communications department.
Yep.
They are not tough enough. They are not strong enough. And I think President Trump has taken it on probably too much on his own when he said, you know, enough with doing interviews with these journalists. Cut them off. And then everything they write will be fake because they will have no access. And he can give, you know, limited access to the media outlets he wants to give access to and get his message out. But these journalists, the way that the integrity, these are Pulitzer Prize winners who are running with headlines that are factually and legally inaccurate. And then, of course, relying only on anonymous sourcing about information they tell you is very scary, top secret, but can't tell you that for national security reasons. What exactly it is, because they don't know, because they don't have it. It's all a bunch of phony news. This is the fake news crisis that this administration's facing, though. They've got to be the quickest, smartest communications team to ever exist, probably in a White House. And I don't know if the current group has got enough staff. I don't know if it's the people themselves
or it's just enough
but, minds at work.
But it's enough of a mess where it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, I mean, for the American people, this is too much.
Yeah.
The American people can't handle this every time. I mean,
Erdogan's coming to speak in Turkey, and we have nothing.
I'm on Fox Business yesterday. I step off of Fox Business. Then on the way home, this is breaking. So this is now, you know, this is close of business day. Then I'm home with my child. I got H.R. McMaster coming out making statements, you know, to the press about Russia and leaked information. Wake up back to President Trump tweeting about it. Yeah. That's because there's not an effective communications apparatus that they're going to the highest level officials to carry the message because I don't think they trust the lower there's not an Ari Fleischer
right
now. That's the problem. There's not someone who is senior enough in communications that can just put this message out and say, be quiet, here's the statement, move on.
There's what you just said, Logan, not a trusted voice.
Right.
That's
what's
missing.
And the problem is, and some of that is the media has made, you know, Sean Spicer or some of these people into characters. So you now no longer have that sense of trust in them when it comes to the respect is the right word. When it comes to the way they're perceived outside, they seem like they're now portrayed just as puppets. So now we have to figure out how to sort of retrain and get someone in there maybe that can get the voice heard right.
Let's try to grab a phone call here.
Let's go to Robert in Maryland, line one.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Logan. Hi, Jordan. And hi, Jay. I wanted to ask all of you, in your opinion, based on this newest story headline by the Washington Post, that this is an attempt by the media to team up with the shadow government of unelected bureaucrats and the federal government, along with unelected judges at both the Circuit Court of Appeals and the Circuit Courts to try to undermine the Trump administration, based on those headlines, to try to subvert everything that he does and make it look like that a sitting president of the United States is colluding with a foreign power to try to overthrow the United States.
I couldn't say it any better than you just did. And that's exactly what's happened here. So what happens is you got a Washington Post headline. The Washington Post is supposed to be a credible paper. They come up with this headline. The headline says Trump revealed highly classified information to Russian foreign minister ambassador. Most people don't even read the rest of the article to find out that this is information that's been public for 6 months. This was no new news. And it gets and the question is, who leaked it to create the story? So Jordan's theory was, I mean, it could be that after the meeting, there was a briefing at the State Department, and it was put out, and then someone leaked it, saying, oh, we'll turn this on to the president.
Turning it into a leaked story. So I think what they do is that there is probably, again, a normal procedure, which is that someone that's in that meeting goes and reports that to the intelligence community so that they know generally what was discussed with the Russians. Because you want to know what the Russian ambassador had to say and what the Russian foreign minister had to say. Yep. Okay. They put that in, and this is them being manipulated by master manipulators. Understand that. We're talking about the deepest actors in the state, the CIA guys, the National Security Administration guys. These guys can take info, I mean, and manipulate it into something perfect for a reporter who has no evidence, Pulitzer Prize winner, but he's going to trust it from the CIA guy to let him write the story for him. You know, a lot of these journalists, I know this from the political world, campaigns and these CIA leaks, they don't just give them the statement. They literally write the story for them.
Yeah.
One of my friends just posted on Facebook, extremely liberal, as liberal as you could come, and he just put, people, let's stop freaking out about Trump giving intel to Russians. He can do that. He's the president. Trust me, I hate siding with him on this, but the president is able to classify, declassify, and determine who receives intelligence. Just stop already. So the question is, are you going to see, like Jordan said, where people just go, enough?
Well, that's
I can't take any more of this.
Is that by statute or by law or just by...
Okay, so it's recognized as commander-in-chief. The Supreme Court...
Just by Constitution.
Yes, but the Supreme Court had a case involving issues like this in 1988, the United States Department of Navy versus Egan, and the majority of the Supreme Court said that the president has the exclusive authority to declassify on his own whenever he wants, and he doesn't have to go through a procedure. So there you have it. So there's no law violation here. But your friend Logan's absolutely correct. But the media is, look, it's dominating. Do you realize the head of Turkey is in the United States right now? I mean, like in 15 minutes, and no one is talking about it. No one's talking about it. We are, of course, because we've got a client we're trying to get out of prison in Turkey. And I've been working on that even this morning. But this is what's going on right now. This is the nature of the dispute. This is the nature of the debate. And we have no option but to take this very very seriously, which is precisely what we're doing here. All right, we're going to come back with more. Phone lines look like they're jammed to me.
They are jammed right now. So you can give us a call, though. Some may open up at 1-800-684-3110. If not, you can log on over to Facebook and Periscope. Thousands of people are on right now, and you can comment and be part of that conversation. We take some of those comments also on the air.
All right, we'll be back with more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget to support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that at aclj.org. That's aclj.org, and make sure you connect with us on social media. We'll keep you posted on all this throughout the day today. Jordan will be, I'm sure, tweeting about it. I will, too. We'll get, as information develops here. But again, who's responsible for this? The leaker. Let's find out who that is. Put a couple of them in jail. Guess what? It stops. Leaking. We'll be back with more, including your phone calls, in just a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. An American pastor is wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. In just hours, President Erdogan of Turkey will meet at the White House with President Trump. This is a monumentally vital time for American pastor Andrew Brunson. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. We're submitting a critical legal document to the United Nations. The American people must unite with one voice. Bring our pastor home. Send a powerful message to Washington. Free Pastor Andrew Brunson now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
There you go. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to go right back to the phones, which I think we've got a lot of calls coming in. Obviously, the headlines are something here. You got the Washington Post headline that says, Trump revealed highly classified information to Russian foreign minister and ambassador. None of that was true. Trump defense talks with Russia says he shared terror facts, which, by the way, he has the constitutional right to. United States Department of Navy versus Egan, 1988, Supreme Court of the United States. Anybody talking about that case today? We are. Because the president had the authority to do whatever he did. But again, who leaked the information? All right, let's go, Logan, right back to the phones here. We got a lot of calls. And comments are pouring in, too, on Facebook.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit on break. Let's go to Don, who's calling in Pennsylvania on line three.
Hey, Don.
Hey, I just want to say I love your program.
Thanks.
And your band was awesome last night.
Oh, thank you very much. That was kind. Appreciate it.
Here's my question. It seems like every day the president is blamed for talking to somebody illegally,
right,
whether it's the Russians,
right,
the Koreans. It seems like he can't speak to anybody without being told it's illegal. And I wish you could explain that to me.
Well, let me give you the short answer on this, Don. It's not – the president could talk about anything he wants.
To whoever
and
he wants.
If it was classified – let me put it this way. Hypothetically, if this was highly classified, top secret information, and the president shared it with Vladimir Putin, guess what? It's not a violation of the law. How about that? I mean, it's not a violation of the law.
He can call Don and share classified information, yes, with him. It's not a violation of the law. Is it good policy or not? Question mark. Is it – you could – politics
we
of
would
it,
trust Don, of course.
But I'm saying it doesn't have to be a world leader,
correct,
either. It doesn't have to be someone – it doesn't have to be rational. It just has to be the president of the United States. He's the commander in chief. A lot of the laws that apply to his underlings do not apply to his communication.
Correct.
And that is why it's such a unique role – to be president of the United States. Why do we say the most powerful leader in the world if we don't mean it? Why do we say the leader of the free world if we don't mean it? You don't. That suddenly doesn't disappear because you don't like who that leader is.
Well, that's exactly what the media is doing, though.
Because the American people elected someone they can't stand, and it's not a moderate Republican. He's outside the box. He's tough to predict. He tweets out to them.
He bombed ISIS.
And he bombed Syria. He bombed Assad. And so while we're shooting missiles, Tomahawk missiles into Assad, we're worried that we're giving too much info to the Russians.
About a laptop computer not going on an airplane, which, by the way, have you been on an airport lately?
Yeah,
there you go. Guess what you don't do in some countries. Take a laptop on the computer.
We reported that. That was like 6 weeks ago. We went through every country. The facts of the story were true.
There was nothing in there.
And even so much so that a couple of days ago, there was a report that saying that maybe coming to American Airlines, or it is.
Yeah.
I can hear Will say, but I think he's saying something like that. Right, yeah. It's something that made major news just a few days ago. So I don't know why this is such
secret.
A big deal.
But it's a big deal because the media is looking for anything. But it does get you off message here. And I want to encourage the White House to fight back as they're doing. I think sending H.R. McMaster was out. My wife Pam said yesterday when she heard him, that was it. End of story for her. She heard McMaster. That statement couldn't have been any clearer. But my friends on the left, I want to say this to you. My friends that are lawyers and in the academy, you got to be kidding, right? You know, as lawyers, that there was nothing illegal that took place there, except for one thing, the leaking of the information. That was illegal. The leak was illegal, not the information being discussed between the president and Russian government officials. Who are we kidding? And you know better than that. And so do you, Washington Post. You know better than that. But, you know, this is the way they do it. They create the story to create the – and so like Jordan said, you're on it. We're on air. We get off air. Now it's a news story. You got to get ready for – and that started with me this morning. Get ready for this segment. No, move that segment off because this has happened. You cannot even keep up with what is transpiring here because it's transpiring.
How do you like the fact that you got Chuck Schumer saying we want the transcript of a meeting? So you want the leak of a highly
classified, they
important
said,
meeting between the president, the foreign minister of Russia in the Oval Office, and we're going to start the precedent. We're going to start a precedent that we're going to give transcripts out of these meetings. I mean, this is now the left. So understand, they're so worried about the security, they like to see what the president's talking about with Russia. Now, I get that. They'd love to know. Guess what? Chuck Schumer, you're never going to be president of the United States. You will never sit in the Oval Office as president. You've gotten to the highest ranking position you ever will in your life, and that means you can talk to the foreign minister of Russia, but not as the commander in chief, and you won't know what the commander in chief is always talking to the foreign minister of Russia or the Russian leadership or any other country's
leadership. Because you're the minority leader.
Yeah, right.
So they're so concerned about national security, they want transcripts so their staffs can leak it. I mean, that's really what we're talking about. All right, Logan, let's try to grab another call here.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to Glenn, who's calling in Norwalk, California, on line 4. Glenn, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
Yes, good morning.
Yep.
I want to know why the Republicans aren't coming to, out in defense of Trump like Priebus, McDonnell, and Paul Ryan.
You got to put Priebus on the side. He's the White House chief of staff. He only comes out to speak when he's asked by the president. He's not the RNC chair. You do ask a great question. I'm going to turn that to our political expert, Jordan, to answer that question because he's concerned about it, I know.
I think it's because too many elected Republicans are afraid of the media. They see the headlines just like you do. And when they see a headline like this, they are not critical thinkers. These are not always geniuses. Let's not give them more credit than what they are. They're good talkers, a lot of them. Okay, that's most of them. That is, they are very good at talking. And that's, again, even arguable if you watch C-SPAN sometimes. But the ones you know of, at least, the names you know of,
yep.
They're good speakers. But Glenn, the truth is, they usually have no idea what they're talking about. And so they see a headline, just like a lot of people did, and they said, well, this could be a problem. Well, yeah, everything could be a problem if true. If everything the Washington Post reported was true, then we'd have nuclear war ongoing right now.
With North Korea.
We don't. We have issues with Russia. We all know that. This is just, they are trying to figure out how do we continue a Russia investigation. So they're trying to, again, and they don't like the fact that Jim Comey, who helped swing the election to Donald Trump, let's all be honest, they don't like that he was fired all of a sudden. I mean, it's a game, but I think what is the bigger, if we get to the 60,000 feet, okay?
It's the leaks.
No one can handle this on a daily operational basis. If this continues, the left will be successful. Not in the fact that their stories will be verified as true,
no,
but in preventing the government from operating.
Because the American people are going to get worn out. No
and
one's
so
talking
the
about
staff in the White House.
The staff in the White House. The legislation is not going to be talked about. I mean, this is the reality. I mean, you and Logan, I think this is part of the. I think this is part of the media's plan. How do you? You can't block the legislation in Congress. So you block it with fake news.
Absolutely, it is definitely the plan, and it's working.
Yeah,
and it's working sadly to the advantage of pretty much the court of public opinion because you're seeing everyone sharing these stories, whether they are for it or against it.
Yeah.
So regardless, the clicks are going up, people are coming up, people are curious about it. And of course, even all of us are going to read the story.
Well, I mean, look, we wanted to talk about Turkey today because Erdogan's coming here. We got Andrew Brunson in jail. We're trying to negotiate. Believe me, I was on this morning, working out, negotiating his release. No one's talking about Turkey. Now we're going to because it's a world matter. Okay? It's a NATO ally that's gone rogue. But we're dealing with what the president said last week to the foreign minister of Russia. Don't bring your laptop if you're coming out of Syria. On an airplane. That's probably a pretty good call anyways, I would think. All right, we're going to be here for another half hour. Logan's letting you know how you can engage.
That's right. You can join us by giving us a call at 1-800-684-3110 or watching us live. That's right. If you don't get us on your network, watch us live. ACLJ.org, Facebook.com/JSecHill, Periscope, JSecHill. We're broadcasting live on all those outlets. You'll find us archived later on the ACLJ app or the JSecHill Live podcast.
All right, we're getting near and past the halfway point of the month. Your support for the ACLJ makes a huge difference. I'd encourage you to go to ACLJ.org and support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. You could do that by making a donation online at ACLJ.org. We're back with your calls and comments in just a few moments.
An American pastor is wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We're submitting a critical legal document to the United Nations. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
revealed highly classified information, says the Washington Post. A, not true. To Russian foreign minister and ambassador. Also not true. The information that was shared, as the H.R. McMaster just said, was information that was already known. It was involving laptops on commercial airplanes, which is a big problem, especially from particular countries of origin. And they're acting like this is some kind of constitutional crisis out of the White House. Has the president violated a law? The answer to that, let me be very clear. United States Department of Navy versus Egan. The answer to that is no legal violation by the president. There was a violation of the law. That violation of the law was, guess who? By whoever leaked again this information. And these leaks have to stop. Now, this is all coming on the heels of Erdogan, Prime Minister of Turkey, President of Turkey, rather, arriving at the White House. So when you would be talking about Turkey and arrival, and we are going to do that in our next segment of the broadcast, it gets overshadowed by the fake news. And the Washington Post is engaged in fake news here. And that's what this is at the end of the day. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, I mean, so we are, it's all to scuttle, again, what is the real job of the President of the United States, which is dealing with a NATO ally, which has been wavering in Turkey, with a leader there who has been seizing the power, who is titled president, but now has more unilateral power than Vladimir Putin, Erdogan does, and is a NATO ally. He can issue now order by, he could lead by decree in Turkey. He is about to arrive at the White House. He is a NATO ally. He is a country that shot down a Russian aircraft. Remember that? A Russian fighter jet that has, on the one hand, been helping us in the war against ISIS. On the other hand, bombing some allies we work with in the war against ISIS. A very complicated geopolitical situation. And yet, where does the media figure out how to throw the White House off? And this also right on the heels of the president making his first overseas trip to some pretty complicated places like Saudi Arabia. But where does the media go? The media says, how can we throw the whole White House staff off? Not President Trump so much. The White House staff off. We throw them off by putting out this kind of a news story, throwing it out there, and make the National Security Advisor focus his time on crafting sentences to respond to that instead of crafting the policy as is in regards to Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and the other countries that Israel and the other places that President Trump will be visiting.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, though, that, Logan, in a sense, though, it's been successful. You said that earlier in the broadcast.
Oh, it is being successful. I think when you see the mass spread of these stories, it makes it a big success. It's doing exactly what it was supposed to do, which is to get people to click and read their stories, or even not even read them, just to click on them and share them.
All right.
Because if you read them, you quickly know it's not quite what it's cracked up to be.
Do we want to take a call? Do we have time? Minute 53?
Let's take a quick call. Let's be holding along. Let's go to Steven. You've been holding about 23 minutes. Steven,
hey, Steven, go ahead.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, thank you guys for getting me online.
Yep.
All right, so my question is, whoever's leaking the information is committing a crime.
Correct.
How is it that the reporter who is facilitating the information even further, how is it that they are not
Liable. I mean, there's a First Amendment protection that they're reporting the news. There are times when the press can be held liable, depending on this. There's a series you have to go. It's like a 14-step analysis that has to be looked at. But generally, it's the leaker of the information, not the publisher of the information, that is the one that's held liable.
Yeah, unless the press, I mean, to put it in the, this is, again, almost an impossible case to prove, especially the way the Supreme Court, because we protect our First Amendment rights in America, and one of those is the freedom of the press. So they make it tough to prosecute the press.
Which is right.
You'd have to show that the press was actually actively engaged, not in just saying, hey, do you have this information, but digging for it illegally. So part of the process of the hacking, part of the process of accessing the, not publishing what is hacked, but actually getting the classified info and not just saying, hey, we'd like it, but actually being part of that process. Here, that's not the case. The case here is someone at the CIA or NSA who knows this reporter picks up the phone, says, here's a headline to run with, and the reporter runs with it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. And what happens is
you're not going to be able to prosecute that reporter.
You can't prosecute that reporter. But here's the problem. The problem is the violation of the law is the leaker. And that's what we've got to, we got to get the attention to the leaker. That's where this has got to stop. It has to stop. The American people should not be tolerating this. It puts our national security at risk. We're going to be back with more, including a discussion how Turkey relates to all of this. Turkey and Russia, interesting combination. Back with more in a moment.
An American pastor is wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. In just hours, President Erdogan of Turkey will meet at the White House with President Trump. This is a monumentally vital time for American pastor Andrew Brunson. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. We're submitting a critical legal document to the United Nations. The American people must unite with one voice. Bring our pastor home. Send a powerful message to Washington. Free Pastor Andrew Brunson now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
To the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're joined by our senior counsel, Andrew Economo. Dr. Economo, of course, an expert on international affairs, including especially Turkey, I should say, including but also especially. Wes Smith, Dr. Smith, is also our senior military analyst, the former colonel in the United States Army. I want to play Lindsey Graham's statement, though, right off the top here. Senator Graham, who's sometimes been critical of the president, when talking about these headlines and these leaks, he had some very strong words.
People are taking the law in their own hands. You may not like this president, you may not like what he's doing, but it's a crime to take classified information. And this whole idea that I'm justified because I think there's a greater good destroys the rule of law. So those who feel a need to share classified information to get back at Trump, we need to find who those people are and punish them.
I want to go right to Andy Economo on this. Your former prosecutor. You worked at the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's Office. I was with the Department of the Treasury. You had somebody that leaked information out of Treasury, they'd be in jail. You had somebody that leaked information out of DOJ or FBI, you'd be in jail. Here, these leaks happen, as Jordan said, instantaneously. Not within days, not within weeks, within seconds of the meetings complete. This is a leadership issue, though, for the White House to get control of this.
I'm afraid it is, and I'm afraid it's a failure of leadership because of the leaks and the fact that they're happening almost instantaneously, as you say, after the information is disclosed. And I mean, if I found out that someone was leaking, I would fire him and I'd see that he was prosecuted or she was prosecuted for the leaks. But the leaks is what the violation is, not what the president did or didn't do with respect to the Soviet, excuse me.
Well, they're acting like that these
days. They're acting like Soviet with respect to the Russian officials. And we really need to drill down to the leaks, Jay. That's really important
It is. And you've got this whole dynamic now with the Prime Minister of Turkey, or the President of Turkey now, Erdogan, at the meeting with the President as we speak here. There's going to be a lot of interesting discussions, and we're at a pivotal time militarily, and then I want to get right back to the leak situation.
Sure. Yeah, Turkey is a NATO ally.
So-called.
It's an ally that is adrift, Jay.
Yeah.
And as they tend to lean more and more and embrace the Islamic tendencies of Erdogan, it makes them a very unreliable ally. And they are drifting actually into the orbit of Iran and Russia.
Yeah.
And that's why this is such a complicated problem. We cannot afford to brush Turkey off and to discount our relationship,
yep,
which goes back to 1952. They have been an ally all through the Cold War and in the War on Terrorism. And so we can't afford to lose that, because they've already made some initial steps towards trying to establish better relations with Iran and Russia, who are seeking to diminish our influence in the Middle,
yep,
East anyway.
Yep.
And we can't afford for that to happen.
No, and we're negotiating right now, literally this morning, with Turkish officials. lawyers in Turkey. Andy, you and I were on the phone with this morning,
yes,
negotiating the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson. So that process is ongoing, and I believe that's going to come up in the White House momentarily. So that's all part of what's going on here.
Yes, and I would say, you know, to the Turkey situation, it's that this is what you want to be focusing on. And honestly, most Americans, this would not be the biggest news item of the day. They would see, oh, Turkey's presence in the United States. This would get, you know, some coverage in the nightly news. But instead, you've got this Russia story overshadowing it. And people, I think that they are not yet at the point where they've totally shut off the news because it's so attention-grabbing. It's like reading tabloids out of the Washington Post that you can't not look. It's like watching the car crash. You can't not look. You can't not see the news alert that pops up on your phone. Second, what I see, and this is just a common thing that I think we have to be able to shoot down in just the verbal sense, is that on the liberal media, their talking point is that leaks are distractions. That the talking about leaked info and saying that that's the real problem is a distraction from the actual issue. So I think that we all have to be ready to respond to that from our liberal friends, liberal folks that we know, is because they're all going to say, it's not about the leaks. There's always leaks in government. They say it's about how poorly run this government is or how bad this president is. That's their distraction issue. And I think we all have to be prepared to fight back on that.
Absolutely. All right, let's go ahead, Logan, and take a phone call.
Let's go to Clifford. He's calling on line 5 in Plant City, Missouri.
Hey, Clifford, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, this meeting today with this Turkish president is so important. We need to focus on this. This guy is leaning more and more towards the Islamic State, and we need to correct that.
Well, there's no doubt about, look, he wants to establish the caliphate. I mean, he's fighting ISIS not because he doesn't share sympathies, but because he wants to be the caliph. He wants Turkey to be the caliphate, the center of the caliphate. This is always what they wanted. Go back to the Ottoman Empire. This is the way in which they want to govern and have influence. And I think we now have a very strong president. They have a very strong president, and you'd love Andy to be a fly on the wall of that meeting today.
I would love to be. If there was ever a time I'd like to be at a meeting, I'd like to hear what Erdogan and Trump are talking to each other
Hopefully
about.
They're talking about the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson, among other things.
At least that's one of the issues.
Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead. I tell you what, I want to go grab – we got to clear some lines up, Logan. Yeah, go ahead.
I would say that President Trump, in one of the tweets not getting as much attention, did say – that he's been asking people like Director Comey and others from the beginning of his administration to find the leakers in the intelligence community. So he's again pointing the finger at people he's now fired for failing to, again, find these people. Remember Director Comey was asked about that in one of the hearings, and they won't respond to that part, leaking, who's leaking this information?
He acted like he didn't even look.
I can't discuss what was going on here. So I think that there is a structure that needs to be set up within the DOJ FBI apparatus that really does go after these leakers. And we need to see a high-profile leaker's house raided, right? Dragged out of their house. Yep. I'm not kidding. I mean, dragged out of the house, treated like a spy.
Right.
You know, someone who's a spy or someone committed treason.
Treason.
So while their family's there, they get dragged out of their house. They're all of their stuff's on their porch. You know, they're going through all their stuff. And they're tried with some kind of 30-year sentence. You know, I mean, serious.
Yeah, I agree.
They get the full extent of the law. Just because if Jeff Sessions is going to go after the pot dealer – the way they've authorized for, you know, to go for the maximum, then let's go after the maximum on the leaker as well.
I would put the leaker at a higher priority personally. Yeah. But, Andy, I mean, the fact of the matter is, without a prosecution on one of these, it's not going to take many. A couple of prosecutions and convictions, and this stops.
We've got to have prosecutions of these cases. The fact that we're not doing that and not seeking out the leakers is really an appalling situation. As Jordan pointed out, the Attorney General said, we want to go after those and impose the maximum sentence for the crimes that are subject to sentencing on that basis. Well, let's do it with the leakers. Why are we not doing that?
That is the fundamental question that I have. Maybe Jeff's done it the right way. He's impaneled the grand jury and hadn't told the world, which is a good way to do it, by the way. All right, let's go ahead and grab another call, Logan.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to Linda, who's calling on line 1.
Hey, Linda, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, my question was going to be, what do we do about this? But you've already been discussing some of the things would be to have consequences. But my question is, okay, the Washington Post breaking the news about the hidden disclosing classified information. Okay, first of all, do they even really know that? Did they just make it up, or was this leaked? And if it was leaked, if the president knows everybody who's in the meeting, can't he figure out how it got leaked?
Well, no, look, the fact of the matter is, the way that the leak, I mean, we don't know this, obviously. It may not have been someone that was actually at the meeting. There's very few people at that meeting. I mean, you've been, Wes, you've been in confidential briefings.
Sure.
It's not the people that are necessarily in the meeting.
Correct.
It's the transcribing of the notes and...
Exactly. Or some secretary or an assistant that comes in and out to deliver something to the president's desk and catches part of it, unless it's truly a top secret briefing, in which case they would not be allowed into the room. When he's having a conversation with other national officials or foreign leaders, that's not to say that people might not be in and out. The thing that I think is really a national tragedy in all of this, Jay, is that most of the media, they are trying to harm the presidency of Donald Trump.
Right.
And what they are doing in the process of that is that they are bringing great harm to our nation and to our national security, all in an attempt to hurt the president.
In General McMaster's press conference, he mentioned an individual by name that works at the White House, I believe, who he said, I don't know what he reported or what he said. It seemed like that was the individual whose job it was to be in a meeting like this and report it to national security and intelligence community. We'll pull that sound so people hear. That's where, we have it. So let's play it for everybody.
If there was nothing that the president shared that he shouldn't have shared, why did his counterterrorism advisor contact the NSA and the CIA about what he had said?
Yeah, I would say maybe from an overabundance of caution, but I'm not sure. I mean, I've not talked to Mr. Bossert about that, about why he reached out.
So you had it was the counterterrorism advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't he normally contact the CIA and NSA after a meeting like this just to give a report about what was generally discussed?
And then
I feel like they would then take this, manipulate it into a headline, someone there.
And in the past, that appears to be where the leaks have come from,
right.
Jordan. They've come from the NSA, the CIA, those areas. Yeah, and if they gave them a readout, that could indeed be where this leak came to the Washington Post from.
Yeah. All right, folks.
Yeah, go ahead, Jordan.
50 seconds left. We've got another segment coming up. We'll take all your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Again, the Turkish president will be at the White House soon, and those meetings will be important as well. Logan, tell people how to get involved in this final segment of the broadcast today.
That's right. Jordan said phone lines are jammed, but they'll open up 1-800-684-3110. Once again, 1-800-684-3110. I'll get your comments in. Someone reads all the comments that come in on social media. We take a select of them on Facebook during the breaks and also during the show.
All right, we're going to come back with more of your questions in this last segment. Again, don't forget to support that halfway mark of the month of May. A lot of M's. Tongue tie. There you go. That was a tap or clapper. That was tough. That was tough yesterday. But anyways, your support for the ACLJ makes a huge difference. ACLJ.org.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. An American pastor is wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. In just hours, President Erdogan of Turkey will meet at the White House with President Trump. This is a monumentally vital time for American pastor Andrew Brunson. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. We're submitting a critical legal document to the United Nations. The American people must unite with one voice. Bring our pastor home. Send a powerful message to Washington. Free Pastor Andrew Brunson now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
last segment of the broadcast, everybody. Got our full team here with you for JSAC Hill Live. We're going to go right to the calls. A lot of people have been holding, and we're going to do this kind of rapid fire here.
Whitney has been on 40 minutes. Whitney in Dallas, Texas.
We're sending
on
you.
Air.
We should send you 10 books. I mean, Whitney, we're going to send you a couple books. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Glad you have the unlimited
Thanks
plan.
So much. I appreciate you taking my comment. This might sound like hyperbole, but my comment is this. I feel
it's only
like
hyperbole if you work for the Washington Post. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, this probably brings it to bear. I feel like we're living in a propaganda state at a level that's almost approaching that of North Korea. And the key difference being this, instead of having a regime that is using the media as its puppet to subvert the truth, our own media is subverting the truth in an attempt to make our leader its puppet.
Well, this is, I mean, look, I mean, the media is trying to create a, we were talking about this during the break, they're creating this kind of aura, Andy, Jordan said this too, of where the headlines lead, Logan said it as well, and then you get just, you're getting worn out.
Well, the left-wing media is hates the president so much and hates the agenda that this country elected him to pursue, and which he is pursuing and doing a very good job at pursuing, but they despise him so much that they're willing to do and to say anything at any time to derail the presidency, to create the appearance of havoc where there is none. You were in the White House a little while ago. Was there a constitutional crisis?
No constitutional crisis last Thursday. None.
I mean, the idea is that this is ginned up for no reason whatsoever.
No, it's ginned up for political reasons.
Yeah, and they're willing to sacrifice our own sense of national unity, what's left of it, and they're willing to sacrifice national security in order to do
Which is
just
unreal.
What Andy said.
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean,
it's unbelievable.
To me, unreal. All right, let's go. Keep going, Logan.
All right, continuing on. Let's go to Dan, who's calling in New York on line three. You're on the air, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Yep.
I was wondering, they seem to be liking to put a lot of pressure on Trump. Can the editors be named so the people can start saying, hey, this is the editor. We don't like what he's doing.
Well, the editor, I mean, go ahead, Logan.
Yeah, you can find the editors who you want to find. And trust me, they're all very active, most of them on social media. So if you want to directly contact them, you can do it yourself. Yeah, I mean, that's up to you when it comes
to finding
that.
But holding them liable is a much tough, I mean, Jordan, the legal standard there is so difficult to get to.
Start rejecting this as news and start rejecting the headlines saying this is enough with this. This is nonsense. Before you do that, I mean, the fact that censoring, look at the National Enquirer, look at all these things that exist. The laws when it comes to what is considered illegal when it comes to the freedom of press is pretty hard to break. So I'd say that is not the method of which we stop this madness.
No. All right.
No. I mean, I think that the ultimately what we have is a situation where the White House needs to get under control. The American people, I think that you can't expect like the average American to just ignore the media. They're not going to do
that. No, that's not.
So the White House has got to get this under control. And I think the way you do that, honestly, is you're not going to be able to stop these stories until they have no more sources. That's just the truth. So pull the sources, raid the homes, arrest the sources, arrest the leakers. You can't arrest the journalists. You got to arrest the leakers. Find them. Use your great national security and counterterrorism apparatuses to find these leakers and put them in prison.
And I mean, literally prosecute them, indict, prosecute, convict.
And then no one else will leak. Even the people who might be interested in leaking might not like this
president.
Yeah,
that's attempting when your friend's in jail for 30 years. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Let's grab another
call. Let's go to John in Houston, Texas on line four.
Hey, John, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I want to say that I'm an African-American male.
Yes, sir.
So, and I have type 2 diabetes, which is a pre-existing condition. So everything about this president's tenure has ramifications on my life. And the African-American part, meaning the voting business that we had to go through as blacks in this country. But my comment is this. If there was no one else in the room other than the president's closest confidants and the Russians, then who else do you think made the leak? And might I also add,
good question.
Your commentator earlier mentioned that Turkey has been an ally of America since 1952.
Right.
Well, Russia has been an enemy of America since 1946.
Correct.
Which means we have spent trillions of dollars defending ourselves against a virtual war. We've built millions and tons of nuclear weapons.
Right.
We've armed our allies against an enemy state that we could. How is it the logic just does not match up?
Well, we don't think the Russians are friends. I mean, my goodness, I wrote a book called Unholy Alliance. It talks about Russia, Syria, and Iran. I mean, this is not a question of is Russia friend or foe. They're foe. But you got to, you know, sometimes you have to deal with your foes. I mean, that's not so unusual. And regarding the how this all shakes out, look, the problem here is not what was discussed between the president and the foreign minister of Russia. It was the leaking of information. And that can come from underlings. It doesn't mean necessarily, as Jordan said, it's not just the people in the meeting itself.
No, it's the step two from the meeting that I think is the biggest concern to this president, that those who get the readouts from the meetings, basically.
Right.
I would say this, too. Russia is, when you're not in the Cold War, they are an adversary in some situations. In other areas, they are an ally. So it's a unique relationship. I think to base it on what we did during a nuclear buildup in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s would be the wrong way of looking at the relationship today. Yep. It is a new Russia with a new kind of leader, with a new kind of it's more of the empire than the Soviet Union, yep, in the sense that it's not spreading an ideology.
Right.
It's spreading empire through a leader. And with someone like Putin, who is not spreading communism,
right?
He's
got their own ideology,
right? Not which is empire, which yeah. is building a Russian yep. empire.
Absolutely. All right, Logan, let's grab another call.
All right, let's go to Craig in California on line five.
Craig,
Jay, gentlemen, thanks for all that you do.
Sure.
My question is this: it's probably an obvious one. Are the sensitive rooms in the White House regularly swept for surveillance devices? I mean, after all, the Churchill bust was out for a while. What say you?
Yeah. Okay. So the fact is this: they are. Wes would know because he's been in these situations before. But yeah, I mean, I've been inside Justice Department. Those kind of things happen. Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah, they do. And the Oval Office actually, and it's not a well-known fact, but anytime you have a guest in the Oval Office, they routinely do a sweep after guests have been in there to make sure that no electronic devices have been left behind.
Yeah, so. I'm assuming when I'm in there that they sweep it afterwards. I think that's just normal.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I know in Washington, there's areas in Washington where if you are a U.S. official, your phone, they tell you not to turn your phone on. They tell you to turn your phone off because of the surveillance coming out of foreign countries' embassies.
Right.
So it's a city where, yeah, there's a lot of back yeah. and forth going. But of all places, this was not a leak from a communications device. This was a leak from a readout.
This was a human intelligence
leak. And
I think leak.
A misleading. Someone took a normal yep. part of the readout, used misinformation to then distribute it through the Washington Post as
exactly.
a shocking headline.
All right, let's go ahead and grab these last two if we can, or at least one.
Let's go to Gene, who's calling on line two.
Gene, really quick, please. You're on the air.
Yes, Jay. I was going to just make a comment and
sure.
a question. We need to really look at this from the perspective that I think a special prosecutor should be looking into the 20% uranium that Hillary sold to the Russians.
Yeah.
If you want to look at a
I don't think,
Jeannie,
I don't think a special prosecutor is necessary. I think the FBI is capable if they'd actually do it. I mean, this is the great problem, is getting the FBI to engage this. All right, folks, that busy news day. That's for sure. All right. A lot of ways for you to stay engaged with us throughout the day so you can get current information from us.
That's right. You can find us online, ACLJ.org. Find everything there, but if you want to go direct to the source, you got the JSecuLive podcast, the ACLJ app that's available on your iPhone, your iPad, Apple TV, Roku devices. You can watch the show there, archive, watch our movies, everything. You can also find us again on social media, Facebook and Periscope, JSeculo, American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo. All of us are on there. You can find us and talk to us and engage that way.
You left off the band.
And the band. Well, I saw the band last night. I figured maybe band's
overexposed,
too popular. Yeah, yeah. You gotta chill out.
All right. We'll be back with my news warrants today. We'll break in. If not, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
An American pastor is wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We're submitting a critical legal document to the United Nations. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.